Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Glory to God in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for this good conference and what we have felt and what we have heard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. The night is young. And it's early. And I'm going to preach tonight. And it may be a long time. Praise God. First of all, I want to say I have really, really, really enjoyed this conference. Brother Garrett, the first night, excellent, excellent. In fact, all these messages from all of these brethren have been excellent. Of course, Brother Garrett had a good teacher. He knew better than to mess up. And Brother White, that was excellent. And Brother Johns and Brother Davis, I'm telling you, it's just inspiring and just good. And the Spirit, let me tell you something. The Word of God is one thing, and truth is one thing. But the Spirit is another thing. And the Word of God that's been preached here, and the Spirit that has been preached in, it's right. And I'm going to tell you, the Spirit you preach the Word of God in means a whole bunch. And boy, this has just been excellent, just been balanced. I was dealing with somebody one time, and said, I tell you what, I'm just tired of this balance, balance, balance. I'm going to tell you something. You know why you got that little balance on your tire to keep everything in balance? That's right. There's got to be balance. Here I am preaching already, and I ain't even started. Don't start the clock yet. But this has just been good, and we need to thank God for it. Hallelujah. Ah, blessed God in Jesus' name. Let's thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Garza, come up here. You haven't said a word in this conference. I'm telling you, this is a good man. Praise God. This is a good man. Praise God. Yes. Praise God. Sister Garza, come up here. We got time tonight. Where's Sister Garza? He ain't near as good as she is. No, I'm telling you, this woman just stays behind. I want the daughter to come up here. That's right. She is excellent. Bug, where you at? Get up here, boy. Come on up here. This is, we haven't heard from these folks, and we're not going to now, but we're going to see them. Bug, get out front there. That's right. Isn't this a beautiful family? This is a beautiful family. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you something. They don't like this at all. They don't ask for this. They don't want this. But they're getting this. I love this family. I really do. And I'm glad Brother Garza and this family is my neighbors. Our neighbors right here in the midst of the valley. Praise God. I don't want you flirting with no Fresno girls, Bug. Now, it's different. Boys from Fresno in a few years. Everybody say praise the Lord. Hey, this is all right. This is right. Hey, we are a family. Let's thank God for this good family. Praise God. I'm telling you, I love. Did you hear what I said? I love this Pentecostal family. I love this Pentecostal way. I really, really, really do. Praise God. I don't know I don't know why I thought about this. Remain standing, because I'm going to read my text in a little bit, and we are going far off here tonight. And but I don't know. But sitting over here the other night, it just come to me. I don't know why we think of some things. But I was sitting there and I thought, I remember in 1946 when my daddy and my mama and I came to California from West Texas. You know where that's at, Brother Wheeler?
Yes, sir.
From West Texas. Somebody told me the other day, well, fellow from West Texas, he said, man, it's so dry down there. He said they had to spray the catfish 3 times for ticks. Now, some of you won't catch that, but you understand.
I understand.
And, but anyway, I don't know what made me think of this, but I thought about when we come to California. And used to, 99, see, y'all think 99's always been out there. But when I come to California, 99 was over yonder. On the old, it always run right by the railroad track. And 99 went through all these towns, like Selma, Fresno, Madera. You had to stop at the lights, and it was one lane north and one lane south. Boy, did they have some head-on collisions. In fact, that's why Sam White's nose is like that. He had a head-on collision on 99. Isn't that right, Brother Frost? That's right. But anyway, I tell you, I'm feeling my oats tonight. I really do. And I had oatmeal for breakfast this morning on purpose so I could feel my oats tonight. But I got to thinking about that railroad track. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to like to watch the train stop. We used to live by the railroad track. That's where I got this scar in my eye, but I ain't got enough oats to explain that tonight. But we lived by the, and if the train stopped, now that was them old steam engines. They were steam engines. And boy, them old steam engines, when they'd take off, they'd spin their wheels and the steam would just roll and woo, woo. Man, that was fun. But they also had, what come down through the valley here, a streamliner. That's what we called it, a streamliner. It carried passengers, and for that day, it was really slick. It was really something. Boy, you stand out by the railroad track and watch, here comes a streamliner. It must have been some kind of diesel or something. Whatever it was, boy, it was something. Well, I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm not no old steam engine here tonight. I am a streamliner, brother. You understand? Praise God. And my text is simply this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. I'm telling you what, I feel good body, spirit, and soul tonight. I thank God that I feel so good. I can't believe I feel so good. I feel good body, spirit, and soul. As old as I am, you ought to feel bad somewhere, but I feel good all over. Hallelujah. But I tell you what I really feel good about. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. That's my text tonight. That's my text tonight. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Deuteronomy 6:4. If you ain't caught on yet, I'm going to preach about one God tonight. I'm going to preach about one God tonight. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Where's Mike Brown? Mike Brown, where you at? Where's Tiffany? Where you at, Tiffany? Come on up here. Praise God. We're going to do it. This ain't practice, but I know they can do it. This is the way we do it at home. I just get inspiration, and they used to be at home, but they're evangelizing. And I'm telling you, they're good evangelists. Better than that. Praise God. I want you to sing, there's a one God apostolic. I'm a one God Jesus name apostolic. Blah, 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 blah. Give them the words so they'll know what you're saying.
I'm a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller.
Oh, yeah.
Born again.
Hey, 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 let me tell you something. We're going to have church tonight. You hear what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, hey, you can jump up and down all you want to. You can run. You can do what you want to do. But I'm preaching here tonight about the oneness of God. Hallelujah. You know what? What I'm thinking about it, I wish old Elder Boffman was here tonight. Elder Boffman could preach one God from any scripture in the Bible. I wish Elder Terry was here. I wish old Elder Garrett was here. I wish some of them old timers was here. But they're not here. But I want to tell you something, and I want it to happen to you young men tonight. All you that stood under 40. Elder Terry's not here. Elder Boffman's not here. Elder Garrett's not here. That's men that was here in this valley and raised us. And they're not here tonight, but their spirit lives on. You know what happened to me? I was around those men, and their spirit rubbed off on me. I got Elder Garrett's spirit right here. I got Elder Terry's spirit right here. You hear? I got Elder Buffman's spirit right here. And I want that spirit to rub off on you young men tonight. I want it to rub off on you. This has got to get on somebody. We're going to preserve this one God message. You got to get it on you. You got to get it in you. Sit down, but don't shut up. Okay, real slow. Whoa.
I'm a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking,
yeah,
holy roller, born again, heaven-bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. I've been washed in the blood.
Oh, yeah.
Sanctified by the Spirit.
Sanctified.
I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same. I was set free at a Pentecostal altar on my knees. Pardon me. I'm not ashamed to be a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, born again.
Praise God.
I'm a believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Let me tell you something. Now hear what I'm saying. I'm going to say it again. And that's this. There is a spirit in this place tonight that is right. And that spirit has got to get on the next generation. I've come to a place in life where I'm concerned about the next generation. This one God, Jesus' name, apostolic, Acts 2:38. Holiness within, holiness without. Glory to, it's got to get on you. It's got to get on you. I hope to God that some of these young men, one of these days, if the Lord tarries and I'm dead and gone, they'll say, the spirit of Elder Morton got on me that night. You say, well, we don't want your spirit, but I'm telling the spirit I've got about the oneness of God, about the truth of God, it's right, it's right. I may not be right, but the spirit's right. Sing it.
Well, I'm a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, born again, and have the liberated power of Jesus' name. Oh, I've been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same.
Oh,
I was set free as Pentecostal altar on my knees. Pardon me, I'm not ashamed to be a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, born again, heaven-bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. Oh, I'm a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, born again, heaven-bound believer. I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same.
Everybody sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it.
I'm not ashamed to be a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, born again, heaven-bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name.
Well, I'm a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller,
born again, heaven-bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. I've been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same.
Yeah, sing it.
I was set. Pardon me, I'm not ashamed. To be a one God, apostolic, tongue talking, holy roller, born again, heaven-bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name.
Oh, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship.
Oh!
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You know what? When I was a young fella in the church at Modesto and just come into the church and got the revelation. I'm telling you, God gave me a revelation of this one God way. You know what us young fellas used to get together and talk about all the time? We didn't talk about racing cars and all that junk. We talked about the oneness of God. And we talked about, hey, I found a scripture the other day I ain't never seen before. You've heard my story, but I'm telling it again. And I remember I got so excited about this one God apostolic Jesus name, Acts 2:38 way. I got so excited. I can still see myself now knocking on my pastor's door. And he answered the door. I said, Brother Rhodey, I got something to tell you. I began to tell him about the oneness of God and the scripture. And he was thrilled. And he just sat there. And when I got through, he said, you know, I've been preaching that for 40 years. That never even dawned on me. I was excited about it. I'm telling you what. Hey. You young people, get your nose in that book. Praise God. All right. And let me tell you something else around the church that I pastor. Now, y'all do it your way at your place. But if you want to do it right, this is the right way to do it. Anyway, I tell them, I had some young fellas here. Oh, this has been some time back. They got off. They studying false doctrine. I said, don't study that. They said, but we want to know this false doctrine. So if we ever have to confront it, we'll know. I said, study the Bible. Study the truth. Get Acts 2:38 in your soul. Get one God in your soul. Get the Bible in you. And you can take on any doctrine in the world. Don't waste your time studying the Mormons and Jehovah Witness or anything else. Study that Bible. Get your nose in that Bible. Learn the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Some say it's the blessed Holy Trinity. The blessed Holy Trinity. I was listening to the radio the other day, and I got all fired up. I'm still fired up tonight. I'm so fired up, I'm sweating right there. I got all fired up. You boys listening? I want y'all to listen. I want this to get on you here. You boys listening? You listening? Well, the way you said amen, I don't know if you... Wake up! Let's go! Praise God. But anyway, they got to talking about the blessed Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It fired me up. It's the blessed Holy Trinity or the blessed Holy Three. But the Word of God says in Mark 12:32, it said, for there is one God. It didn't say God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It said, for there is one God, and there's none other but He. 1 Corinthians 8:4 said there is none other but one God. One God. 1 Corinthians 8:5-6, there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God. There is but one God. Glory to God. Now I'm telling you what, we better get excited about it. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. Now, you're going to think I'm dumb. And you know what? I'm not educated. I guess I am dumb. But I got a revelation of the oneness of God. That's pretty smart, huh? But when they told me the word Trinity, this is so elementary. Boy, that sounded big, didn't it? Elementary. But when they told me the word Trinity is not in the Bible, that really done something good for me. And I'm going to tell you, the word Trinity is not in the Bible. And I passed a church the other day and it said the Trinity so-and-so. They talk about the triune good God. The word Trinity said a set of three persons or things. The union of three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yeah, the Bible says in 1 John 5:7, for there are three. And they say, oh, see, there are three. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are not as one. These three are one. These three are one. I want us to pray together right now. This just came to me. I want divine revelation to, hey, I tell you what I feel in the Holy Ghost. Everybody in here that's baptized in Jesus' name and going to a oneness church, everybody in here don't have the real revelation like God wants you to have it. Most do, but some don't. I want real revelation to come tonight. And hear me. And us that's got the revelation, I want it to come anew and afresh and a new thrill. I want something to happen in this service tonight concerning the oneness. Let's pray together. Let's pray that revelation will come. God, I pray that revelation will come to this place in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that revelation would come to this place. I pray, God, let revelation come to every man and woman, every teenager, every boy, every girl, everybody. My God, let something good happen. Let folks go away from this place tonight thrilled and excited in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let it happen, Lord. Let, come on, pray that divine revelation will come. Hallelujah! Glory to God. All right. Let it come in Jesus' name. You know what I'm thinking about it, and that is this. I've been pastoring somebody for some time. Now, this person was raised in Jesus' name, Pentecost. And in fact, under I.H. Terry, you don't get no better than that when it comes to the oneness of God. But and this person's still in the church that I pastor. But you used to go to Brother Terry's years ago, and mother and father was there, and whatever. And but this person was in and out, up and down, and whatever. And no wonder Brother Terry used to get them. And in fact, every once in a while I say to this person, "Do you want me to pastor you like Von Morton or like Brother Terry?" He's like, "Oh, like Von Morton, like Von Morton." That puts a scare in. Anyway, this person came to me one night and said, Brother Morton, I've got it. Said, "I've always believed that there's just one God. I've always believed that. I was raised that way. Brother Terry taught us that way. My mom and daddy taught us that way." And said, "But I've got it. There's just one God. I've got a revelation." And I'm telling you, that person has never backslid since. And that's been a long time. I'm telling you, there's something concrete about this revelation. There's something binding about this revelation. This is not elementary, brother. This is our foundation. Praise God. Hey, this one God message is not just some of the gingerbread put on the building after it's built. This is our foundation. This is concrete. This is concrete. This is steel. Oh God, give us a revelation. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Mark 12:29, "The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Isaiah 43:3 said, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One," one of the Holy Trinity, no one of the Holy Three, no. He said, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel." They're just one, one, one. They're just one, one, one. The Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. James 2:19, "Thou believest that there's one God, thou doest well." Somebody said, "How you doing?" You can always say, "I'm doing well." I don't care how depressed you are. I don't care how down you are. I don't care what you're going through. The devil's telling you sometime when you say, "I'm doing well," that you're lying. You're never lying when you say, "I'm doing well," because the Bible said, "Thou believest that there's one God, thou doest well." I'm doing real well here tonight. There's just one God. Hallelujah. Said even the devil also believes and trembles. The devil don't even believe in the Trinity. Them Trinities believe something the devil don't even believe. He's just trying to get everybody to believe it. Ephesians 4 and 5 and 6 said there's one Lord. Oh, I love that. One Lord. One faith. That means there's one doctrine. That means there's one way. Hey, hey. For you that's visiting here tonight, I'm not talking about organization or denomination or affiliation. I'm talking about the good word of God. There's one faith, one baptism, one God and Father who's above all and through all and in you all, in you all. Praise God. All right. I'm not going to spend all night telling you to sit down and stand up and whatever. You can do whatever you want to do. But I ain't going to spend all my time. I'm going to spend my time doing this right here. Revelation 4 and 2 said, John said, and immediately I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one sat upon the throne. One sat upon the throne. Hebrews 1 and 8 says, but unto the Son he saith, unto the Son he saith, thy throne, one sitting on, thy throne, O God, the one sitting on the throne, O God, is forever and ever. I'm telling you, when you get to heaven, don't spend all eternity looking for the three. In fact, I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to get there if you believe there is three. This is a matter of salvation. These that believe that false doctrine of hey, I'm going to tell you what. I started evangelizing in 1914 and 1960. I can't believe it's been over 50 years. But I was taught there's one God, his name's one. I never dreamed or heard of anything else. I hate to even tell this, but here goes. I was driving down Highway 101 in 1960, and this preacher that I was with said, you know, Brother Morton, he began to tell me how the Trinities are going to be saved. I'm telling them they're not going to be saved unless they repent and are baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, and believe in one God. Now, I know the way I'm talking here tonight. You say, well, Brother Morton, let's don't say it that way. Sometimes you got to say it that way to wake folks up. We're not just another church. We're not just another affiliation organization. This is the church of the living God, which is the ground and the pillar of the truth. I ain't going to get near as rough tonight as Brother Terry would or Brother Boffman would. No, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is that one God. Jehovah God of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New. Let revelation come. Yes, I said Jesus is that living God, not the second person of the Trinity. Galatians 2 and 9 said, for in him, not in them, but in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you're complete in him, not them, but in him, which is the head of all principality and power. We're not complete in them. We're complete in him. 1 Timothy. I'm going to tell you, if this don't tickle your tickler, you need to get another tickler. You may not like me. You may not like my red face. You may not like my attitude. I'm going to tell you something. There ain't nobody that dislikes me more than me. If you say, I can't only stand you. If you think you can't stand me, I can't stand me either. But you and I don't need to get together. What was I talking about? You may not like my attitude. You may not like the way I present this. But let me tell you something. You got to love what I'm preaching. This is right. This is good. Oh, this is good. This is good. Hey, you young men that's going to be called to preach. Now, let me tell you something. First of all, if you can get out of preaching, get out of it. Look at the shape I'm in because I didn't get out of it. You know what I'd done before I was a preacher? You know what I'd done? First of all, I graduated from high school. I don't care if you believe it or not. They finally let me out. And you know what I was doing? I was driving a septic tank truck. You know what that is? That is a truck that pumps sewer. If you don't know what sewer is, if you don't know what a septic tank truck is, go get a dictionary. Can you think that I came from the septic tank to this? But sometimes pumping septic tanks is a lot easier. I ain't got time to, if you can get out of preaching, get out. But now, let me tell you this. If you happen to get into it, and listen, there's going to be times you can ask these preachers up here. And if they say, no, they've never had that problem, they ain't a preacher. And that is this. Sometimes you don't know what to preach. You can pray, you can study, you can read, you can do, and you don't know. Let me tell you what to preach when you can't find anything else. Preach on Acts 2:38. Preach the oneness of God. I just gave you a sermon. I just answered your problem. Preach about the oneness of God. Preach about the new birth. You say, but brother, more than they hear that. No. You never go wrong preaching one God in Acts 2:38. That works every time. You know why I'm preaching this tonight? Because they didn't have anything else to preach. And this works, brother.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Whoa! Let's thank God for this message. Let's thank God for the good word of God. Let's thank God for come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, this is better than Disneyland. Ha! That's right, brother. Now go away from here and say, Brother Morton, preach against Disneyland. No, I ain't, because I just came from there here a while back. That's right. I'll tell you what, I can ride any ride, anywhere, anytime. But there ain't no ride as thrilling as this ride here. Whoa. Glory to God. You hear me? You hear me? This is good. This is the good word of God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see this revelation is good. Praise God. Now, I'm supposed to preach it. West Coast Conference this year. And if I can't think of nothing else, I'm going to preach this again. I may preach Acts 2:38 there, though. 1 Timothy 3:16 said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. I'm reading from the Word of God. Bible said, God was manifest in the flesh. God was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the Spirit. Seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Believed on in the world, received up into glory. All right. Am I preaching anything new? No. The saints from Fresno has heard this till it's running out their ears, and it better be running out their ears. That's right. You take Brother Hyler and Brother Garrett here, they've heard me preach this, but they love it. They love it. Don't you love it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Praise God. I can still whip both of them at once. No trouble. Hey, but you know what? I want the young men that come out from it, I want this in their gizzard. I want this in their spirit. I want this in their heart. I want this in their mouth. I want this in their mind. You better love this. Oh, God, give us revelation tonight. Give us revelation tonight. Hallelujah. Bible said God was manifest in the flesh, which means he appeared in the flesh. He showed himself in the flesh. God.
Everybody say God.
God.
God was manifest or appeared in the flesh. Why? Because John 4 and 23 says that God is a spirit. You cannot see a spirit. If I was a spirit here tonight, you could not see me. What if y'all were just sitting there, standing there, whatever y'all doing? What if y'all were just there, but all at once I became a spirit? And you could just hear my voice. Where's Brother Morton? I can hear his voice, but I can't see him. Some of the saints that's here tonight can hear my voice sometime when they don't see me and they look over the shoulder. You know, you can't see a spirit. So God, because he is a spirit, he put on flesh and came down to man. And that flesh he called his son. And that's what fouled some folks up. Oh yeah, sit down. The song says, down from his glory. Woo. I love that song. I'm going to tell you what I love. I think this is my favorite song. And you think, boy, the way you are, I can't believe that you would love that song. Oh, it's got our message. Down from his glory, ever living story. I feel good. I feel good. I tell you, I feel just like that. I feel just like that streamliner when you come down through the valley. I'm walking down through the valley here tonight. Oh, down from his glory, ever living story. My God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Without reluctance, flesh and blood, his substance. He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for this revelation. Oh, how I love him. Not them, but him. Oh, how I love him. How I adore him. My breath, my sunshine, my all in all. The great creator became my savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. Praise God. I'm going to tell you tonight, if Brother Terry walked in, if Brother Boffman walked in, if Brother Carl Ballesterra walked in, if Jimmy Davis walked in, and the list can go on and on, and they walked in and sat down there in the back, I believe they'd all start weeping and crying and saying, thank God, we thought the next generation wouldn't make it. But there's old red-faced Morton, and he's rubbing it off on somebody else. The message lives on. We're not going to let God down. We're not going to let the elders down. We're not going to let the Bible down. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Sit down. Brother Webb, stand up. Brother Webb's out from under Brother Terry. If y'all want to know what Brother Terry looked like, you that didn't know him, he looked just about like that right there. Isn't that ugly? But oh, he had a message. And this man's got a message. And he's still preaching that message that the elder put in him. Come on, you young men. I want to rub this off on you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let this get on you. Don't let the spirit of Von Morton get on you, but let this message get on you. Second Corinthians 5 and 19, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. God was in Christ. What that means, God was in the flesh, because Christ was the flesh. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. John 1 and 14 said, in the beginning, way back in the beginning. said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I'm telling you, the Jehovah God of the Old Testament was born of the Virgin Mary and came and lived and walked among men, and that flesh he called his Son. Jesus had a dual nature. Yeah, he did. John 10:36, Jesus said, I am the Son of God. Luke 9:58, Jesus called himself the Son of Man. He was both God and man. He had a dual nature, Son of God, Son of Man. He was both God and man. As a man, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, the Bible says. As a man, he hungered. As a man, he went to sleep. As a man, he got weary. And I got scripture for all this. I'm just not taking time to read it. As a man, he wept. But as God, he walked on the water. As God, he forgave sin. As God, he made the water into wine. As God, he multitude the fishes and the loaves. Woo! Glory to God. I'm about to blow up here tonight thinking about this. Oh, my Lord. I'm so glad you started early tonight, Elder. Boy, I love this man. Seated. Praise God. We're right here in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley. This is the valley. That's right. And we got peace in the valley. If you come around here, don't try to disturb our peace. If you got a contentious spirit, either fix it or move it on, okay? We got peace in the valley. Isaiah 9:6 said, for unto us a child. Oh, I loved it. I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this. You know what? Now, I've told you this before. I'm repeating myself, but I'm going to say it again because you don't learn the lesson the first time. At my age, when you think about it, you got to say it. But then when you think about it and you think about it the second time, sometimes you don't say it. But anyway, I was at the dentist this week. I was at the dentist Wednesday morning, in fact. And boy, he deadened me. I never been that dead in the mouth. And I had a dentist for about 25 years, and he sold out to another dentist. And then that dentist finally sold out to another. So I got a new dentist. This first, second time I only been to him. And he's already shooting me up. And he come in there, and they got television. And I tell you, I never watched it. I'm gonna tell you this by the grace of God, since I got the Holy Ghost, got a revelation how wrong television. I ain't never watched it. And I was born in an unsaved home, in a motel room or a hotel lobby or anything. I tell you what, preachers, you preachers, listen to me now. When I was too young to say it, you said I was too young. Now you're saying, I'm telling you, preachers, you listen to me. It ain't right for you to walk into a hotel lobby and stand there and watch a basketball game or a football game or whatever. I'm preaching to the preachers now. Come on, preachers, let's get with it. Praise God. Yeah. And I know some of you don't like that. Said, well, you shouldn't be that way in front of everybody. Well, everybody's here. You preach to them in front of everybody, don't you? All right, sit down. Well, praise God. Anyway, I was in there, and the dentist said to me, he said, you know, he had his assistant there flicking the television, and I never did look. Does that make me holy? No. But it would sure make me unholy if I looked. And so it was that he said, I'm telling you this. He told me. And he didn't know I was a preacher yet. And he said, I'll tell you what. We can't get anything good on that television. I tell him to turn it to cartoons and it'll have sexual stuff. I tell him to turn it to this and that. I said, you know what? Because I was all tuned up. I said, the best thing to do is just no television. Yeah, that's the best thing to do. Instead of flicking through there. But hey, I'm fixing to get on another channel here tonight. That's it. Instead of flicking through the internet trying to find some, you better have a block on that internet. If you ain't got a block, you got a television. In the church that I pastor, if you ain't got a block, I don't want you singing in the choir. I don't want you to be in an usher. You can't do nothing but come there and sit like a sinner. Hey, we gotta get on this stuff. But anyway, before it was over with, I gave his assistant, young lady there, I gave her a church card. And then I gave her another one when they finally let me go. I said, give that to the dentist. He done took off. And before I got out of there, I was up there front taking care of my bill. He come up there and he's just young. He said, I'm telling you, I am coming to your church. Yeah. So Sunday morning, you saints from Fresno, you watch. I don't know when he's coming. But he's I don't know what he is, an Arab or something. He's about that tall, 34 years. Boy, I like the guy. And I really like him. Want to get him baptized in Jesus' name. It said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son. Oh, I love getting folks on to get a Trinity and say, now let's read this together here. Hey, let me tell you this. One time, you know, I used to have a radio broadcast, but I ain't no good on the radio. And that's when John Runner was my assistant. And that was in the reel-to-reel day. It was a mess. I guess it'd be easier today. But anyway. We had this radio broadcast, and I was coming down on One God, Jesus' name, baptism, and all that, and a woman called me, and I got on, and she started, and I said, well, let's go to the second chapter of the book of that. Man, she ain't nothing like a mean, mad woman. Anyway, she was fired up, brother, and she said, you mean to tell me grandma ain't saved? I said, I'm not talking about grandma, I'm talking to you, and I was nice, you know, And I said, let's read the second chapter. We got to reading Acts 1 through 4 on down, verse 37. I said, verse 38. I said, let's read it. She wouldn't read it. She would not read Acts 2:38. She wouldn't read. And these Trinities say, you know what? I just don't see it. Or you as blind as a bat. Right there it is. You see that right there? That's right there. You mean you don't see that? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's right there. You young people, get excited about it. Get off them stinking computers. You spend so much time on them computers. Hey, get to studying One God, Jesus' name, baptism. I tell you what, right now this is more fun than pumping septic tanks. But about Tuesday, I wish I was pumping septic tanks again. You may be seated. I said, you get them Trinities, you say, let's read this together. For unto us a son is born, unto us a son is given. Do you agree with me, brother, that, no, he ain't brother yet. Do you agree with me that this is talking about the birth of Christ? Oh, yes, this is talking about the birth of Christ. All right. For unto us a son is given. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonder. You believe his name is? Oh yes, I believe the name of Jesus is wonderful. Well, let's read on here. It says his name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Read that for me there. What does I say? The Mighty God. This scripture says that child that's born is the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Son. Jesus is the Holy Ghost. And all these three are one. Yes, you hear me? The scripture said unto us, a son is given. That son there is speaking of humanity. He was the Son of Man. But at the same time, that Son was the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. John 20 and 28, Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. He called Jesus God. I call Jesus God tonight. Matthew 1:23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That babe that was born in Bethlehem was God with us. Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Son. Jesus is the Holy Ghost, and all these three are one. 1 John 5 and 20, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him, not them, but him, that he is true and that we are in him, not them. That is true, even in his Son. They say, there's two. Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. Jesus Christ is the, am I right, Brother Frost? He is the true God and eternal life. Now I want to be nice about this. Sit down. People say, what about the Trinity people? They have the Holy Ghost. They are blessed. But what does the Bible say? Somebody turn to Malachi 2 and 1. 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 All right, get him a mic. Get him a mic. That's it. See, Tiffany's on the ball. She's had good teachers. Go ahead.
Now, O ye priests.
Turn the mic on. You always turn the mics on.
And now, O ye priests.
Now, you priests.
This commandment is for you.
This commandment is for you preachers.
If you will not hear.
If you will not hear.
And if you will not lay it to heart.
If you will not lay it to heart.
To give glory unto my name.
To give glory unto my name.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
I will even send a curse upon you.
I'll send a curse upon you.
And I will curse your blessing.
I will curse your blessing. I learned that from the old Elder Boffman. Listen, they said, well, they're blessed. But the Bible said, if they don't lay it to heart, if they don't accept that name, he said, I'm going to curse your blessing. There's going to be a day when God will take away the blessing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
He said, what else did it say there?
I have cursed them already.
I've cursed them already.
Because?
Because.
You do not lay it to heart.
Because you don't. You better start laying it to heart.
All right.
Aren't you glad you got this revelation, saints? Aren't you glad? Come on, let's thank God for this revelation. Hallelujah. You mamas and daddies that's here tonight, you ought to thank God that your teenagers and your children's in this. This is an apostolic church. This is an apostolic service. Praise God. All right. You know, Brother Garza, what this... Sit down. You know what this reminds me of, this meeting? It reminds me, really it does. It reminds me of them old Section 7 fellowship meetings that we used to have on Mondays, dinner on the ground and service that night. And they'd be packed out like this and you'd hear preaching like this. You say, "Are you bragging? I ain't bragging on myself. I'm bragging on what I'm preaching." I told you, you may not like me, but you got to love what I preach. Remember when it was this way? The old Section 7? Hey, thank God, thank God, thank God it's living on here. Somebody's carrying it on. This is right. All right. Where are we at here? All right. John 10 and 30. Say, when you going to quit, Brother Moore? Not quit when my quitter rings. It just ain't rung yet. I ain't even looked at the clock. Don't you look at yours. Let me look at mine. Oh, my land. Man, we got lots of time. Yeah. You preachers ain't going to do nothing but eat when we get through. And you young people ain't going to do nothing but play. And you parents ain't going to do nothing but wait on the young people. We might as well be doing this. Hey, can I shout a little? Let's shout a while now. Boy, I feel good. I feel good. You may be seated. You boys need to cool off a little bit. You need a little laugh. Get that on you. That's anointing. Give me another bottle. I'm going to get as drunk as Hooter Brown tonight on one God. Hallelujah! You say, that offends me. Well, you shouldn't have your feelings stuck out. Praise God. Hey, Los Angeles, that's the way we do it in the valley. That's right. Praise God. Everybody happy? Yeah. Are you happy? Yeah. Is all the men happy? Yeah. Is all the preachers happy? Yeah. Is all the women happy? Yeah. Is all the girls happy? Yeah. Is all the children happy? Yeah. Am I happy? I'm happy. Happy, happy, happy. John 10 and 30 and 33 said, Jesus said, I and my Father. See, there's two. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Hey, I just thought of something else. When I was preaching on the radio, and boy, I was really coming on. I understand that the biggest church in Fresno, which that pastor there, he's retired now, but I liked him. He was a good guy. He really was. We got along, really. And I remember when we was going through that television thing about wanting television, folks wanting to advertise on television. I'm talking about the first time years ago. He came to me and he said, hey, Brother Morton, he said, you want to buy our television equipment? He said, it ain't working. Man, what do you mean? I know. That right there told me we didn't need to do it. That's right. Praise God. But anyway, I got to going. So, and they tell me, in fact, if I remember right, I got his tape and listened. He got to preaching about, I had it going so strong on the radio. He had to get up and hit. Boy, he's got hundreds there, thousands. And he had to get up and start preaching against what I was preaching. Ha! That's the way I planned it. That's right. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for good works we stone thee not. We're not stoning you for good works, but for blaspheme, because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus said he was God. John 14, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. We won't see the Father. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, Philip, yet thou hast not known me? Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. John 12 and 45, he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I mean, you can't get it no plainer than that. Now, I'm going to tell you how serious this is. Except the Bible says this. Except you believe that I'm he, you shall die in your sin. Listen. I'm going to have to teach another lesson right here, right now. But don't let me forget what I was going to say, Brother Klon. Except you believe I'm he. And that's this. You got to use wisdom in your church, okay? Yes, you know, I like ribeye steak. In fact, when I went and seen the heart doctor here a while back, he said, you ought to start having about 2 steaks a month. I started to say, you mean 2 more? But anyway, I like ribeye steak. But I don't like it raw and slapped in the face. Whop. You got to use some wisdom. Don't do it the way I'm doing it here tonight. But, you know, it's here we are, and maybe this is what somebody needs. And I'm going to say this kindly. We love you. We care. But if you're not baptized in Jesus' name, you're not going to heaven. You know, I can't just let people go off believing, well, I'm baptized and they're going to be saved. And if you don't believe in one God, you're not going to heaven. Bible said, except you believe that I'm He, you shall die in your sins. Hey, that preacher I was riding with and saying the Trinity is going to be saved, I don't believe that. You can't go to heaven believing there's a Trinity. Are you with me? Glory to God. I'm going to skip a bunch here tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Mate, look how much I'm skipping. Look how much I'm... Ah! Here's something. I mean, this is from Genesis to Revelation, man. Praise God. Now, we can differ on some things. Now, some of you preachers may not care for this, but... Right now, I got the microphone. I have to put up with you when you got it. And you put up with me. Hey, I love these fellas. I really do. I don't care if Brother Webb is ugly. I love him. And that's this. That's this. What was I going to say? What was I talking about? Oh, difference. Yeah, that's right. I just trying to see if y'all was paying attention. Some of you was and some of you wasn't. But I'll make all this right later, Brother Garza. No, Brother Garza likes this. And anyway, you got to learn to live with this. If you can't learn to live with this, then you got a problem. There is a difference from church to church. I'm talking about our churches, you know. There's some things we can differ on, but we can't differ on what I'm preaching tonight. We cannot differ on Acts 2:38. We cannot differ on the oneness of God. We can't differ on this. You know, man, I used to have Brother Baughman. He'd come to my church and he'd preach, we're going through the tribulation. Ah, man, let him rip. I believe Jesus is coming in time. I believe he could come right now. Right, but he'd come and pray. Well, man, I wouldn't let him do that in my church. I do. Because you say, but you don't know when he's coming yourself. And then somebody else come along and say, Jesus could come anytime. Say, man, that confuse you. It won't confuse your church if the preacher don't get confused. The preacher's what confuses the church. Yeah. Praise God. And we can differ on when he's coming. We're going through the tribulation. My pastor believed we was going through 3.5 years of tribulation. Earl Toole and Elder Toole, that used to pastor, he believed we was going through 7 years. And I believe Clyde Haney believed he was going up before. Now we can differ on the, but I've heard some people, well, you can't differ on, you can differ on that. Because no man knows they are. No, not even the angels in heaven. And some of us preachers think we know. Now this may be rubbing right here, but you know, that's my ministry's rubbing. Praise God. Hallelujah. You say, but you've crossed me. Well, remember where I crossed you, you crossed me. Let's don't fight after church. But if you want to have a sidewalk rally, I'll be out on the sidewalk. You better bring a lunch, though, I'll tell you that. Now, I know that some folks don't like this, but I try to please everybody. Got to have a little of this and a little of that. I'll give you a little of that now. Now, brothers and sisters, you cannot believe in the blessed Holy Trinity. You see? That just ain't me. That ain't gonna work. Isaiah 44 and 8 said, is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Isaiah 46 and 9, I am God and there is none like me. Isaiah 43 and 10, I am he and before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Let me tell you something. What does that scripture say? I just read it. Here it is. Is there a God beside me? Yea. There is no God beside me. I know not any. If you know another God, you know something God don't know. God don't even sit down. I'm not going to quit because you're standing up. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to. Yeah. Isaiah 44 and 24, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. I'm skipping a lot here tonight. But I do want to read this. Oh, I'm glad. I like this right here. The mighty God is Jesus. Hey, everybody ought to have song books. I know that gets a little sticky, but I'm going to die hollering song books. You know, I'm telling you what, there's some messages in these song books. Yeah. I'm talking about a screen. I'm talking about a song book. The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is He. The Everlasting Father, the King eternally. The Wonderful in Wisdom, by whom all things were made. The fullness of the Godhead in Jesus is displayed. That's page 369 if it's the same book I got out of. You got that? We're going to sing that in a minute. Are you ready to sing? We're going to sing it. And I know y'all said a minute, but you know, even the Bible said God called those things that were not as though they were. A minute with Von Morton could mean a long time. But I like this. Romans 1 and 20 said, for the invisible things of him, not them, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I'm telling you, if you're in this service tonight, you are without excuse. The Bible says that not even nature teach us. Nature teaches us there's just one God. Hallelujah. The Bible said does not even nature teach us. Praise God. Now, I'm going to just throw this in because it's right. And that's this. Some go off. Some of our churches have gone off. And let me tell you, I don't care what you belong to. I don't care if you're independent. I don't care if you're WPF. I don't care if you're UPC. I don't care what you are, as long as your life and doctrine's right. And brethren, that's the rule we got to live by. As long as a man's life and doctrine's right. Oh, I'm glad I'm not that. I'm glad I'm not this. I'm glad I'm one God. That's what counts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. The Bible said you're without. It said it's clearly seen. Clearly. That's what the Bible said. But Brother Morton, I don't think. Well, we're going to take what the Bible says, not what you think. It said clearly seen. It says, so you're without excuse. I'm telling you, you got to believe that there's just one God. And you got to believe that Jesus is that one God. And that he is the everlasting Father. And that he is the Prince of Peace. And I know I'm closing my Bible, but that don't mean a thing. I got more in my heart. I want this to rub off on you young ladies. Get this on you. Get this in you. Praise God. And let me say this to you young men. And that is this. You don't have to be a preacher. We need strong men in the church that believe in one God in Jesus' name. We need strong men that back up the preacher. We need some godly women that'll back up the preacher. You men, get this. You don't have to be a preacher, but get this message in your heart. Let's all stand to our feet, lift our hands up, and worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's all in Him.
Glory to God in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
It's all in Him.
Hallelujah.
The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is He. The everlasting Father. The King eternally. The wonderful in wisdom. By whom all things were made. The fullness of the Godhead in Jesus is displayed. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. The fullness of the Godhead. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. The mighty God is Jesus.
Oh, sing it! Sing it!
Oh, it's all in Him. It's all in Him. The fullness of the Godhead. Jehovah, Lord of hosts, the omnipresent Spirit who fills the universe, the advocate, the high priest, the Lamb of sinners slain, the author of redemption. Oh, glory to His name!
It's all in Him.
It's all in Him. The fullness of the Godhead. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the living Word incarnate, the helpless sinner friend, our wisdom and perfection, our righteousness and power. Yea, all we need is Jesus. We find this very hour. It's all in Him.
Oh yeah,
it's all in Him. The fullness of the Godhead.
Oh yeah,
it's all in Him. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. The mighty God.
Let's worship the Lord. Oh, let's worship God in Jesus' name. Let's worship. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. All right, since it's all in Him and we've got this revelation, this is what we are.
I'm a one God apostolic tongue talking holy roller born again heaven bound of the liberated power of Jesus' name. I've been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same.
Oh yeah!
I was set free at a Pentecostal altar on my knees. Pardon me, I'm not ashamed to be a one God apostolic tongue talking holy roller born again heaven bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name.
Sing it. Worship the Lord. Let's everybody praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let me tell you what goes with this message. Some of our churches have gone off. I don't mean because they don't believe it, just like the church I pastor. I'm talking about going off. And yet these preachers will say, but I still believe Acts 2:38. I still believe in one God. I still believe that message. Let me tell you something. Holiness within and holiness without and separation from the world is part of this one God message. The Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something else that I didn't get into tonight, but it goes with this message, and that is evangelism. Revival and hey, listen, preachers, we can't go back to our churches and preach. We're the only ones. We're the only ones. And just get up and snort and blow and preach. We need to get out in the streets, knock doors, pass out tracts, invite folks to church, try to get somebody. We got to have evangelism or we're going to die. I'm going to tell you something. If I was preaching one more time in this revival, in this meeting here tonight, I'd preach evangelism. We need evangelism. Oh, let's worship God. Hallelujah. Oh, sing.
I'm a one God. I'm a solid tongue talking, holy roller, born again.
Heaven bound believer in the living power of Jesus' name. I've been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness and I suggest you do the same. I was set free at a Pentecostal altar on the knees. Pardon me, I'm not ashamed. Through the old one God, I'm a solid tongue talking, holy roller, believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. Well, I'm a one God, apostolic tongue talking, holy roller, born again, heaven bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. I've been washed in the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness and I suggest you do the same.
Oh, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Everybody lift up your hands and let